Don't worry, she said. East Texas is just like Baltimore, only more so. The she in the story is the wife of a priest mentor of mine. The it was the garden that she had helped me to install in the backyard of the rectory in Lufkin. And my worry was about the differences between life in East Texas, gardening life that is, and my former life in Baltimore. And to a certain extent, she was right. East Texas is just like Baltimore, just more so. In Baltimore, we had one summer. In East Texas, we had three. The other season in East Texas is Christmas. And it's a growing season, too. Just as soon as we got that garden in the June heat, I planted peppers. And they grew, and before I knew it, it was time to harvest and tear those peppers out and to plant the greens that would grow during the fall and then to harvest them and tear them out and to get the winter crop in. And you know when you plant peas in East Texas? You don't plant peas. It never freezes. It's one crop after another, planting and harvesting and planting and harvesting and planting and harvesting. It's such an abundant place that'll just flat wear you out in your garden. But that's the way of things, right? That's what we're led to expect. The book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible says, for everything there is a season, a time to plant and a time to reap, and a time to plant and a time to reap, and a time to plant and a time to reap. Over and over and over again, this cycle of planting and reaping and planting and reaping and planting and reaping. So it seems our spiritual lives. Ignatius of Loyola spoke of the consolation and the desolation that we feel as Christians as we get closer to and then farther away from God. And he speaks of it like that planting and reaping. You measure your life. Are you in consolation? Are you moving closer to the flame of the Holy Spirit? Are you in desolation, moving away? Or are you in consolation or desolation or consolation or desolation, back and forth, and planting and reaping and planting and reaping. It's enough to wear you out on your spiritual walk. It sometimes seems that there's got to be another way. And I think there is. As much of a spiritual powerhouse as Ignatius was, I'm not quite sure he quite got Jesus' point when it came to the pattern of the spiritual life. For as those of us from Maryland know, there is, in fact, something in between planting and reaping. It's the thing, I don't know if you all have heard about it, it's called winter. I've heard you maybe had one here 3 or 4 years ago, but it's probably not coming back. And winter, in the rest of the world, is a time when nothing grows. When there is neither planting to do nor reaping. It is a time, in fact, after the reaping and before the planting, when gardens are bare, and when people rest, as does the very earth itself. There is a fallow time between the planting and the reaping and the planting. There is a Sabbath time between the consolation and the desolation and the further consolation. It's in fact a 3 or 4 step process. You know, in the real world, there are 4 distinct seasons, only 2 of which are for planting and reaping. Now, I don't think Jesus was exactly novel in saying this. He certainly enjoyed and helped his disciples to understand the come away with me to a lonely place to rest a while. He certainly lived that out not only in his own life but in his death, the great Sabbath of Holy Saturday, the resting of the Christ before the fullness of the gospel, the fullness of the resurrection could appear. But it's also here in the Jeremiah passage for this evening, though. Did you catch it? Did you see it? It goes by rather fast, like a Houston winter. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of human and animal. And just as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down, to overthrow and to destroy and to reap, so will I watch over them to build and to plant again. Now, on the surface, it seems that that's just more of the same, the plant and reap and plant and reap, the back and forth that so wears one out. But where does this message live? The days are surely coming, says the Lord. That's a future statement. When I will no longer tear down, that's a past statement. In fact, this vision of hope prepared for the Israelites in exile comes right in that fallow time. That time between the reaping and the sowing. That time for rest and reflection. That's always where God's grace comes. And it would be well for us to recognize that not only in the Scriptures, but in our own lives. Are there places in your life where you're feeling a little rushed and also at the same time a little devoid of God's Word in your life? Tossed back and forth as we can sometimes be between the consolation and the desolation and the consolation? Between the planting and the reaping and the planting again? We create for ourselves and for those we love spaces like this one. Opportunities to slow down and to rest, even for a while. To consider what has gone on with us in the past and to look forward to what's coming next in the future and to listen. For the Lord who established the Sabbath, who established the rest between the sowing and the reaping and the sowing again, still speaks to His people in that Sabbath rest. Amen.